Well, there was one day we were sitting out in lunch and we just didn't want to play football. We were too lazy to play football. And then we just sat down and we started talking to each other. And an idea of going on long walks had spiralled into us doing a walk of Ireland. And we said, if we're going to do something like that, we may just put it all to cancer and start a charity fundraiser.
And tell us now when you started on this challenge and how it's going.
It's going good, yeah. Just a few joints and knees are hurting, but say we're grand, yeah.
And whereabouts are you in the country now, and when can you expect to be in Sligo and the northwest of Ireland?
Well, we're just a bit over the border of Limerick, and from like day 9 onwards, we'll be around Sligo and up towards that direction.
And what has been the reaction when you've been out on the road, Sean? Have people been very supportive?
Yeah, very supportive, I have to say. There was a few girls passed one day in a car and started honking the horn. That gave us a bit of a boost. And there's been a few lads helping us on the roads as well.
And I'm sure that goes a long way in keeping up your stamina and keeping the challenge going.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Any interactions on the road, anybody talking to us, it gives us that bit of boost, you know. Gives that bit of energy.
And do you get tired at all, Sean, or has there been any moments where you're thinking, gosh, why did I take this on at all?
Day 3, we had 5 kilometres left, and oh my God, the depression had set in. I just wanted to scream at the top of my lungs and give up, to be honest, but I drove on, and now we're here on day 5, so pretty good.
Brilliant. And it's 600 kilometres in total, so how many kilometres a day are you trying to achieve?
About 40, in around that mark. Our biggest days are coming ahead of us, with 47, and we've one real low day at the end. It's 30.9, so it's just to keep the balance, you know.
And the feet must be, you said your joints are sore, but the feet must be sore doing this all on fish.
Oh yeah, a couple of bad blisters, all right, yeah. Jeez, it's bad, all right.
Tell me, when do you foresee finishing the whole thing, like reaching Malin Head?
Around Sunday or Monday, I think, is our goal, the 15th. We're trying to finish on that date, but if it takes us a day or two longer, we're just going to have to settle for that.
Now, obviously, you've mentioned that this is for a really special cause, the Irish Cancer Society. How can people donate to that? You probably have a GoFundMe page, and I'm sure maybe you still have buckets along the way as well, stuff like that. Talk us through that.
Yeah, so we do have a GoFundMe, and it's Steps Against Cancer is the name. And when you put in GoFundMe Steps Against Cancer, it's the first thing that pops up on Google. We also have social media that you can follow us on. And all the links to the GoFundMe are in the bio of all them. They're all called Steps Against Cancer. And there was a problem with the Instagram one. It's Steps_Against_Cancer.
And before I let you go, I understand one or more of you have Sligo connections. Is it yourself or one of your other pals?
Well, my dad's from Sligo, so, you know, that's my connection.
Well, I'm sure that there will be a lot of support out in and around Sligo for yourselves then.
Oh, yeah, I hope there's a lot, you know. Again, if there is that boost, it would be massive for us. Our energy levels would be through the roof, and I'd say we'd be able to put the foot on the gas and bring it on home then after that.